Blackstone Audio presents Wheat Belly. Lose the wheat, lose the weight, and find your path back to health. By William Davis, M.D. For Dawn, Bill, Lauren, and Jacob, my companions on this wheat-free journey. Introduction. Flip through your parents' or grandparents' family albums, and you're likely to be struck by how thin everyone looks. The women probably wore size 4 dresses, and the men sported 32-inch waists. Overweight was something measured only by a few pounds, obesity rare. Overweight children? Almost never. Any 42-inch waists? Not here. 200-pound teenagers? Certainly not. Why were the June Cleavers of the 50s and 60s, the stay-at-home housewives, as well as other people of that era, so much skinnier than the modern people we see at the beach, mall, or in our own mirrors? While women of that era typically weighed in at 110 or 115 pounds, men at 150 or 165 pounds, today we carry 50, 75, even 200 pounds more. The women of that world didn't exercise much at all. It was considered unseemly, after all, like having impure thoughts at church. How many times did you see your mom put on her jogging shoes to go out for a 3-mile run? Exercise for my mother was vacuuming the stairs. Nowadays, I go outdoors on any nice day and see dozens of women jogging, riding their bicycles, power walking, things we'd virtually never see 40 or 50 years ago. And yet, we're getting fatter and fatter every year. My wife is a triathlete and triathlon instructor, so I observe a few of these extreme exercise events every year. Triathletes train intensively for months to years before a race.